Just fantastic. So here we are on station one with BBS Radio live over the internet on the Wednesday evening, March 10th, 2021. Welcome to you all. Questions and answers with the Elohim. You can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. Bunch of people were here and more people joined in here in the last minute. I welcome you all, and if you want to, feel free to say your name and location.
This is Cecil from Seattle.
Welcome, hi, Cecil.
Hi, family.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, hi.
Anyone else?
Grandma Wyda in Idaho.
Welcome, hey, Grandma Wyda.
Welcome, hi, Grandma
John from Las Vegas, too.
John from Las Vegas. Welcome, John.
Hi, John.
Hello, hi.
Hi,
John. Hi, everyone.
And the, hi. And the next person, welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, this is Alicia in Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, Alicia. Welcome.
Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Happy Wednesday to you all. Also, those listening in online through BBS, if you are here, we can't hear you, we can't see you, but we appreciate your presence.
Everybody be aware, Friday the 13th comes on a Saturday this month.
All right.
And right before the time change, too.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's happening also, yeah? In March already, yeah.
On the 14th, I think. Is it the 14th or the 20th? No, I think it's the 14th this time.
Sunday, yeah.
I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, my friend.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Our Bonnie here. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hey.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jennifer from Greensboro. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Lauren. There was another earthquake to the east of you today. It was a little bit less.
Mm. 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 How far east?
Let me see. Between you and Phyllis, I think.
Oh, yeah? Port Angeles
area? Yeah.
Come on. It sounds pretty shocking.
It was 32 kilometers east of Fort.
Hello. Someone else joined in? Good evening.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome, Mr. Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Can I hear Laura? Well, come on, do it all at once. Jeez.
Relax, Wynn, relax.
It's only us. So here we are, live over the internet through BBS. Welcome to you all. Questions and answers with the Elohim and the Ra group, channeled by our dear sister Terry Brown, and Winfrey, our beloved brother, is the one who is submitting questions to energies from the other side. Freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How many questions do you have?
Do you have a question? Yeah.
Somebody have a question? Whether to have a question.
Yeah, you can have a question.
Her question is, how many questions do you have?
That was the first question.
I put in a couple of questions.
When did you get my email?
Welcome to the next call. Thank you for being here.
I did, John, but I'm not answering any questions on your behalf.
What?
Ooh. Just get my question.
John,
you have a question
on your behalf. I got it. Okay?
All right, good.
You know what? You got to excuse me. I took a nap just before the call, and then I was sleeping, and Terry comes in screaming, "Wake up, it's time for the call." So, I'm still...
We all know what that's like, so, yes.
We can hear it in your voice.
You can.
Yep. Not too much different than normal, though.
You want avocado with it?
You just want potatoes
and
ketchup?
Oh.
We have.
Ben, are you ready?
Just a second. Somebody said they sent questions, and did I get them? Who said that?
John.
And Alicia.
Alicia,
where did you send your question to?
Whatever I had in my email that said where to send it for Wednesday. I don't remember
what it was.
Yeah. Just a second.
Welcome back, John.
Yeah, I just dropped out. Sorry about that.
No worries.
When did you try to call me today?
I can't remember, but I don't think so.
Someone else, John Intel, welcome. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to. The things are off now, Wynn.
Okay. I'm just looking for Alicia's question.
I wish my brain worked better right now. I could tell you what it was.
How long ago did you email him, Alicia? Was it today, this afternoon?
This morning,
okay.
I got up at 3:30, so I'm, kind of rummy.
And when this is Joy, I still don't have internet, so I don't have email. No, I should just say I don't have email, so I'm not going to be asking a question tonight.
Do you have a question?
Uh-huh.
You want to just tell me what it is?
Well, it's who, when we're asking a question, who do we address? Is it the Elohim? Is it Ra? Is it Ra'an? Is it Translation Group? Is it Grace?
It's Ra. Everybody's there,
Okay.
Just ask the question. Anybody will pick up.
I usually say, dear friends.
I don't know. I win. Yeah. I just address it to win.
Teddy just said Ra'an.
Great.
Ra'an.
Okay.
Did the answer? They don't really care what you call them.
Yeah.
I mean, your intention is important.
Okay.
Well, that's what I've always said, too, is I don't care what they call me as long as they don't call me too late for dinner.
Well, Wynn, I got a question.
okay to leave.
Did I hear somebody say they had a question?
Yeah, when it's Raiden. I got a question. I was curious if they could give us an update about Nibiru from their 2014 channel, if there's anything different or updates. There was an April 2014 channeling.
I mean, the last I recall is that Nibiru was not going to be a problem.
What is that?
A multidimensional sphere, and it can be a problem or not.
Huh.
Is that what you remember, Raiden?
Yes. And this time around, it's not going to be that problematic. I was just curious if there was any updates because, you know, it's being pushed a lot on the internet here again, you know.
Okay. All right. Sorry to take so long. I am, like, seconds from being ready.
How can the things be on? Like, I just turn them off.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the next caller. I'm double checking. So we're gonna turn them off for the second time. If it's not falling through, then if you hear a ding, then do it from your end. Okay.
Okay. Ready. Let's go.
Awesome.
I can tell you what.
Muted.
It's March 10th.
The recording has started.
March 10th, 2021, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Questions to our sources tonight. And, Alicia, I did get, I don't know if I'm saying your name right yet, but I did get your question. Okay? I found it. All right? Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything, none of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here, and we take a moment and position ourselves so that we are available to each and every one of you who wishes to make touch with us. We come directly to you. We don't come through the voice or through the telephone or the computer. That is where the voice comes from. But we come directly to you. And so when we our communication reaches you, it is just a little bit before the voice. We have a color when we mix with your third density and your area that you are, it turns out the color of very light pink. If you ever see anything that doesn't make total sense or isn't anything that you can recognize as being true, then disregard it. It is not meant for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. First question from Bonnie Pinners. In a previous channeling, Ross stated, we remember the destruction on Venus, and then we left. Now, I'm not sure that's exactly what we said. We remember destruction on Venus, and then we left. But I'll leave it. That's how she wrote it. What caused the destruction?
There was an inversion where the gases inverted and they came down and made the life there impossible. Life is still on Venus, but it is at a different
density.
You could say density. It is parallel with the planet. However, it is in different inversion. You might say, you could say density. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so was the entire population of Venus, did it die at the same time?
Yes. However, there was in a different density, it did not die, but much like there are different, like you have a perception of a certain range of colors, a certain range of hearing, a certain range of vibrations, and those are what is available to you, and your bodies are sensitive to those frequencies and those inputs. Much like Venus had a certain range, and this was suddenly moved, and the range of perceptions weren't available anymore to those beings, that they could no longer live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the reason that that happened, there was some intervention with some of the planetary life messing around and hit the wrong combination of things that they entered into the planet realm.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that answer. Did I hear some of the planetary
There was a life force intervention of some of the beings on the planet that triggered it.
This was not like a nuclear incident.
No, it was a different kind of an incident than nuclear.
It's not a situation where the beings had their souls fragmented.
No. It's like pulling the air cover would be an analogy.
Mm-hmm. And the raw material said 20% of the people graduated. Okay?
Yes, there was a high percentage of people that graduated. They had been in study groups. They had been in communities, and they were advanced. They were in harmony with each other, and they helped each other.
And this was about 500,000 years ago?
Maybe just a little bit more. About 500,000.
Mm-hmm. And the people that graduated, the entities that graduated, what percentage of them became part of the Ra group beginning?
Probably 80% became part of the Ra group. Some went higher. Maybe 90% became, because they were in groups on the planet, and so they stayed in groups as they graduated.
The group stayed intact.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Venus, as I recall, was not as warlike a planet as Earth.
Yes.
Was Venus having interplanetary traffic and commerce?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And afterwards, it was it ran sightseeing by it after, without stopping.
Okay. And Bonnie asked the second question. In the future on our calls, are there areas we can utilize the Ra group in ways we haven't?
If your questions are something that would be more answerable by the Ra group, which every now and then they are, we, as the Elohim, route it to the Ra group.
Mm-hmm.
To not the whole Ra group, but to a specific area of the Ra group.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll ask a question on that. Right now is certainly a very catalytic period. And how does the Ra group manifest playing a part in this period?
The whole planetary system is heating up, and we have units that are alert to be able to help life force on other planets as well as Earth, as this heat up makes conditions different, and the ability to respond may need to be adjusted as the planets heat up. It is not global warming, as your government would say. It is a trajectory that the whole solar system is going through of higher energy. It is increasing the number of, protons, or the density in which the solar system is moving through has increased, increasing friction, increasing heat as the solar system moves through this area. Different life forms on different planets need some adjustment, and we are available to help whenever we can. That's the welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to ask a question here. The other day, Alicia got into a discussion on whole planet healing. And I gave a quick opinion, but I don't think we really resolved it, because there's things that were brought up that I don't have the information to answer. And there are certain memes, M-I-M-E, that go around.
Spell it again.
A meme, ideas that everyone believes are true. And
right, beliefs.
I'm not sure they're true, but people hear it over and over again, and they believe they're true. And so she was saying that there's more than 50% of the people who are positive on this planet, and therefore things are going to go a certain way. And can you comment on that?
Well, is this your question or your version of the question?
This is my version of the question, yes.
All right.
In other words, many people have heard for a long time, we're moving into a golden age. Things are going to get worse before they're better. And then we're going to have 1,000 years of so-and-so, a positive planet. And, I heard that, some years ago. And I said, well, I hope this is true. But I'm not sure if that's true. I think it's still being constructed.
Being constructed. There have been things on your planet that have been very wrong, have been very hidden, that people have no idea. And if they had even an inkling of what's going on, they would stand up in arms and demand something else. However, it is very much kept hidden, some of the things that have been going on, the criminal things, the child trafficking. You see the picture on the milk carton, but the child is never found. So there is an underground that has been working and getting stronger and stronger. And this needs to be handled for you to have any kind of a golden age. So it depends upon the people. It depends upon the people becoming awake and seeing what is going on. The majority of people are good people and are working for the betterment, like within their own life, within their own family, within their own neighborhood. But everyone needs to be very vigilant and see what is going on underneath the covers. And the outcome depends upon the people and what they do and how they work together and how they build their community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. You know, Alicia asked the question for today, which is actually follows from what you just said. So I think I should jump to her two questions, okay?
Yes.
How do we best connect with other light workers and healing activation workers to include them in the voice of the infinite through the whole planet healing connection?
You connect automatically through vibration, through resonance. When you put something out, you put out a prayer. All of the other people, all of the other light workers, whether you know them, whether you don't, whether they're on the other side of the world, they resonate with that. And so there is an automatic bond of like people that their prayer resonates with your prayer, and then it gets the prayer gets stronger.
We don't all actually have to do something together, you know?
No, if you are together, even though you don't know each other, if you're together in like mind, you resonate together and it moves together to make a consensus hologram.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And her other question is, what is the best way to stimulate the healing of the family system? Children, brothers, sisters, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, etc., in which I find myself?
We have an answer. We think of how to say it. First of all, children everywhere, if they have a good, wholesome life and are able to be creative and to grow and to be loved. Being loved is one of the most important things. And sometimes when a child has experienced difficulty, they may have a hard time trusting love. So just to be persistent And to communicate is a big part of it. And listen when they talk and get the sense of what they're interested in. Bond with them. And in ways you can with the family, bond with the family. And listening is one of the best things that you can do. And then understanding, really getting what it is that they are saying, where they are coming from. And providing a model for them so that you yourself are a model. Sometimes little things you say can give them guidance. And don't, if they are going off the rails, then you keep your own center and you be the model for them and give them, it depends upon how they are. What is their tone level? Are they angry? And if they're angry, then if you adopt some kind of a similar mood, then you will communicate better with them. Doesn't mean be angry at them, but it can be just a way of speaking to match tone with them. So it's like they aren't maybe angry and then you're, oh, everything is great or something like that, because they aren't thinking that. It's like to be in a similar mode of talking so that you reach where they are at. So communication, love, and keeping your own center and being a model for them. But listening and seeing where they're coming from and helping where you can. Sometimes just a little comment can reveal something, point something out, and they might be able to get some wisdom from. We hope that gives a little bit of a clue.
Thank you. Next question is from, let's see, I saw a question here from Raiden. I don't see it. I wrote it up. I'll go find it and I'll ask it.
About Nebu?
Nebu?
Pardon? Go ahead.
I don't know. Wait a minute. Let me look up the question, okay? And I'll be back with it in a moment. From Jim Blayott in New Jersey. The regenerative qualities of sleep seem somewhat primitive, but are no less central in a balanced day-to-day life. Through a balance centering on meditation or some other practice, can we consciously and intentionally provide a similar benefit to ourselves, or is the human animal unable to exist without conventional biological sleep?
Thank you. We know of one person and more that was able to get by without sleep for a number of months. and to feel fine, and also did not need to eat during that time. So there are various states that one can slip into. However, this is very rare, and that person did come out of it and require sleep again and to eat. During the sleep, if one turns out the light, one can then manufacture melatonin, and in the pineal gland, and then as they manufacture melatonin, this will help regenerate the body. Sleep is one of the areas where this is done, and it is very helpful for the body to create a state within the body that healing can occur. The body can regenerate during sleep as it is resting in a resting state, and then it can repair it instead of using the functions that are required when one is awake. When one is asleep, it can rest the nerves, rest the senses, rest the muscles, and then repair can take place. So sleep is important for repair of the body. Although there are, as we mentioned, possibility of some special state or stasis where one does not sleep. And then again, there can be a state of stasis where one sleeps for years and can then wake up in a different time period even. There is a state like that. But these states are extremely rare. So sleep in general, the body has rhythms. And when you follow the body rhythm, a certain time of like 10 o'clock and after, where the rhythm of the body gets the deepest sleep. And when you can get into a body rhythm, then the body does better.
Thank you. Is sleep something that happens in other dimensions as well as this one?
Yes.
In all dimensions? Does the Elohim sleep? Does the Ra group sleep, for example?
Well, sleep tends to be a body function. We, as the Elohim, we can, it is not exactly like going to sleep for 8 hours at a night. It is that when one wishes, one can like pull down the shades and can just phase out and let the energies of repair, coordinate, and so it is not, we don't have bodies, so the bodies don't sleep, but we have the ability to pull our energies together and just to repair if that is needed.
Mm-hmm. At one time, it was said that the Elohim goes back into all that is and then comes out again. Is that, are you talking about the same thing?
No, we weren't talking about that, but that is possible too. That is possible too, and this would be a deeper, a resetting, just a reboot.
Okay. Next question is from John Siboransky. I would like to know if all souls were created at the same time, or were they created one at a time, or were they created in huge groups at different times? Could you please explain the soul creation process in as much detail as possible? Thank you.
They were not created at the same time. There were the primary beings did learn how to manifest, and they didn't have bodies, and they just learned how to create a space with nothing in it, just a space. And then they learned to occupy that space. And it was nothing to see at the time. You have to have two things in order to see something, because one thing looks out and can perceive another. If there's nothing there, then there's nothing to perceive. They began to have senses, a sense of seeing, a sense of feeling, and everything was trial and error. They would just create, and then it would disappear. And they were just having fun with us.
Now, to have a body, you need to have some place for the body to exist. So,
you need a space, yes.
A space. Is it just a space, or do you need a planet? Or do you need,
you just need a space.
You
need a space. In other words,
it's not really a body then, because it doesn't need, does it need food? Does it have a digestive system at that point?
No.
These
were developed later.
Yeah. So it's just an energy unit of sorts. Yes?
Energy takes a difference in potential. It's like to move with. And different, within the space, a different location to exist in. Part of it is at one end, and part of it is at the other end, if that is how it morphs it into. Then there was a secondary realm where the primary beings created secondary beings. The Elohim were created by primary beings at the start.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This opens up a long discussion, okay, which we don't have time for.
This was discussed in the creation of the universe in some of the transcriptions.
Mm-hmm. But the idea of creating a being before there's a physicality that...
well, there was a physicality idea. When you make a space. There becomes a place for it to be.
Mm-hmm. But it's an energy being. Never mind.
It doesn't have to be an energy being. Maybe just a... it usually is an energy being, but it might be just a spot on the wall.
Okay. But there's no wall. This is what I mean. Okay?
Well, there's a space.
There's a space. A spot in the space.
A spot in the space.
Mm-hmm. But there's none of the attributes of what we think of as life. I mean, it is
no,
life.
That was developed. It was developed genetically engineered.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have to go to Whole Planet Healing. Thank you for being here and answering our questions. Thanks to everyone who asked the question. And let me unmute everybody. Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340. PIN 25013.
Unmuted.
Thank you from
Seattle.
Thank
you for answering my question.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for answering my question. Thank you.
Love you all.
Most welcome, John. John, I give you a hard time only because I love you.
It gives me a hard time too, John.